The Torah tells us, v'chai bahem. It's a Torah's chayim, it's a way of life. And chazal v'lo yamos pem. The Torah is here to help us live and not cause harm or injury. And in fact, that's why we're all familiar with, for save the big three, for three mitzvahs, one has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Not to commit, some of it's a gun to it, and says not to worship idols, not to commit illicit relations, or not to murder someone. So then the Torah tells us you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, better to sanctify your life and give up your life. But bar the big three, the general rule is on the 610 other mitzvahs for chai bahem. And even Shabbos, which is compared to Machal Shabbos Pithahesia, one who desecrates Shabbos publicly, is compared to an old day of Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara has a Havamina, but the conclusion is, we all know, that one is permitted to desecrate Shabbos, not only permitted, one has an obligation to desecrate Shabbos in order to save someone's life, whether it's your own life, getting into a car, going to a hospital, calling a doctor, whether it's saving a friend's life.
But then it's not desecration.
Right, correct. So not only is it, but desecration, meaning if it wasn't for Shabbos, it wouldn't be considered. So therefore, in fact, it's not only desecration, it's a mitzvah. You have an obligation to, this is the way you're observing the Shabbos this week. Usually you observe the Shabbos by restraining from the Lamed Tes Malachas, but certain Shabbosos, the mitzvah is to get into a car or whatever it takes to save someone. So regarding the question of saving a life and calling a doctor, there's a famous shaila in the poskim that the Beis Halevi discusses and others is, once you have a Shabbos emergency and you're about to make the call, you have speed dial, and the case is you go have two doctors. So obviously all things have to be equal, which they never are, but in the question they will be. If all things being equal, you have two competent doctors, two competent Jewish doctors. One doctor happens to be a Shomer Shabbos, and one doctor happens to be a non-Shomer Shabbos doctor. Who gets the call? Obviously, if one doesn't pick up, you'll call the other one, but who gets the first call? Who do you attempt to? Assuming you could find it right away on your contact. Sometimes I know Apple loses it somewhere, then go with the other doctor. Don't start looking around for the contact, but assuming they're right next to another, who do you call, the Shomer Shabbos doctor or the non-Shomer Shabbos? There's a famous Beis Halevi on a pasuk we read yesterday, Vayeda Elokim, and God knew. What does that have to do with a doctor or that? Nothing. But he quotes the Medrash. What do you mean God knew? What did God know? God knows everything. You discovered America here, God knows. We know God knows. So what is the pasuk telling me? So the Medrash says, The malachim, the angels, were complaining to God. Halol ovdei avodah zarah, v'halol ovdei avodah zarah. That the Jews are worshiping idols and the Egyptians. So why are you punishing only the Egyptians? Why are you bringing the 10 plagues? Why are you going to bring the punishment on the Egyptians? Why not the Jews also? So God said, good kasha, but I have a better answer. The answer is because the Egyptians are doing avodah zarah beratzon. They're doing it willingly. They have no one. They're not enslaved, they're not being tortured, they're not being everything else. They're doing it perfectly free will, they're doing what they want to do. The Jews, because of the terrible suffering and torturing and pain, I say they're only like an onus. They're only like someone who's doing it under duress. So it's Vayeda Elokim, only God knows. When someone does something, only God knows. Sometimes the person himself doesn't even know. But sometimes God knows whether you're doing something baratzon or ba'onis. So that's what the Beis Halevi says, Vayeda Elokim, God knew that the Jews were only worshipping idols because of their terrible situation, but in the normal situations, they would be fine, so hence I'm not going to punish them.
Is this the Medrash or the Beis Halevi?
It is Beis Halevi quoting the Medrash.
Okay.
Here comes the Beis Halevi. So based on this Medrash, the Beis Halevi says, Awa Shaila, he doesn't spell it out like we are, but that's what he's basically saying. So let's say you have two doctors, two Jewish doctors, and obviously involved in the Shabbos emergency, there will be Shabbos desecration. Obviously, if it's an emergency, it won't be, but assuming it's not an emergency, so getting into a car or whatever it entails. So he says, based on this, he says, one has to call the Shomer Shabbos doctor. He says, why? Because the other person's not an onus. He says, what's the definition of an onus? According to the Beis Halevi, a very strict standard, we're all in trouble if the Beis Halevi is right. All our excuses will get thrown away. But the definition of an onus is that the only reason I'm getting into this car, the only reason I'm driving to the hospital is because of the Shabbos emergency. In other words, the fact he drives every week, so obviously it shows it's nothing to do with the emergency, he'd get into the car all the time. So the only time you consider it an onus, according to the Beis Halevi, is the only reason I'm doing this act right now is because of the emergency. Even though I might have a type of onus situation, but if I would do the act anyway, in other words, if I'm ratzon and onus, bahadi hadadi, I'm not considered an onus. In fact, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman had the same yisod. I just give a different example. Let's say someone is, every day they have their lunch special, the Jewish person, they go to McDonald's for the 99-cent special, I don't know, maybe inflation, $1.99, I don't know, whatever it is, they go for the lunch special, and they get their Big Mac, fries, whatever the works. And then one day they're walking to McDonald's, and some guy with a ski mask comes behind him, he puts a gun to his head and says, you know what, I know you're Jewish, you have to eat kosher, I want you to order this lunch special at McDonald's today. And he puts a gun to it, now he hides the gun in his jacket, and the guy says, you know, the usual, the lunch special, and he sits down and he eats the lunch special. Is he chayev? Is he liable for eating this Big Mac? Because the guy had a gun to his head saying, if you don't eat it, I'm going to kill you. So the Rabbi Chanan says, the same yisod as the Beis Halevi, when you're ratzon and ones, bahadi hadadi, you're not considered an ones. Obviously, that being said, both would agree it's not the same as this going pure ratzon, but all the same, you're not labeled an ones. There is some culpability on your part. Obviously, it's not going to be the same. He doesn't spell it out, but it's obvious it's not going to be the same, you know, unless, you know, if he was going anywhere, but let's say the guy made, you know, on that specific time, maybe you could get into the details, but the rule is, And the Beis Halevi quotes the Haflah. There's a Gemara in Yevamos 64. It talks about a couple who's married for 10 years. So the Gemara says, the Lacha doesn't apply today, but we did have Gemara. Kofen alo, you have to force him to get a divorce so you can fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Revu of having kids. So the Gemara limits the principle. This only applies if they're living in Eretz Yisrael. If the couple is living in Eretz Yisrael, they're not having kids, then kofen al sol garsha. However, if you're living in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha doesn't apply because we could say it's the avon Chutz La'aretz. The reason why you're not having kids is because the sin of living in Chutz La'aretz, that's causing you not to be able to have kids. That's the Gemara. Comes along the Hafla and says, but what, we're all familiar with Tosis and Ksuvis, with Chaim HaKohen who writes, Bizman HaZeh, there is no longer a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael because of, during his days anyway, sakanas terachim, danger to get there, the difficulty in fulfilling the mitzvahs atulyas ba'aretz. So he says, bizman hazeh, there's no mitzvah. So the Hafla says, if that's the case, if today there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, so you should have to divorce your wife even if you lived in Chutz La'aretz for 10 years, because you can't say it's avon Chutz La'aretz if there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Hafla says, no, you got it all wrong. We all know the situation. Even if times got better many years later and we got the state of Israel and things were okay to live, you still wouldn't move to Israel. So therefore, you're not considered an honor. It's still Avon Chutz La'aretz, even though now you can't move, but we know you wouldn't have moved anyway. So therefore, you still could get punished for not living in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we can attribute to that, and therefore you wouldn't have to divorce your wife. So it's the same is so, that if you're ratzon and ones, bahadi adadi, you're not labeled an ones, and therefore he says, you have to call the Shomer Shabbos doctor. There's another medrash about Yosef. How old did Yosef live? Yosef lived to 110. He's supposed to live to 120, the medrash says. I don't know, but the medrash tells me that. So why didn't he live to, why didn't he? Because it says the 10 times when he was having his conversation with the brothers, Yehuda and others, and they called his father, Avdecha Yaakov, my servant Yaakov. And Yehuda didn't make, Yosef didn't make a macha, he didn't protest. So for each time he didn't protest, he lost the year of his life. But he didn't fulfill Kibud Abayim. So the Mefarshim asked, what do you mean? First of all, if you look in the Chumash, it doesn't say it 10 times. It only says it's 5 times. So where do we get 10? He said, because 5 times is he had to translate. So they didn't know he knew Hebrew. So after the brother said it in Hebrew, they said it over in Egyptian. So the question is, but he couldn't protest in Hebrew, else they'll know that he's Yosef. So why should he get punished? Because since he didn't be mocha when they said it in Egyptian, and he could have, so therefore he's going to get punished. He lost 5 years of his life for not being mocha in Hebrew. So the same thing, that since you didn't make a macha when you could have, so therefore you have onus in Ratzon, Bahadi Adadi, he's still not considered an onus, and therefore he only lived to 110. That's the Yisod of the Beis HaLevi. Comes along the Tzitz Eliezer, he quotes the Beis HaLevi, or Eliezer Waldenberg, Zatzal, and he quotes it more as a, it seems to be quoting as a bit me, a wonder, like, wow, the Beis HaLevi says a tremendous chiddush. Like, do we actually go like this Beis HaLevi? And at the end of the day, he concludes with the same result as the Beis HaLevi, but for a totally different reason. He doesn't agree with the Yisod of the Beis HaLevi, but he concludes with the Yisod. He says, he's called the Shomer Shabbos, Dr. Y. He says, because let's say you get there, we know Yiddish Imama, it's a little virus, but they think it's an emergency. They call the doctor. The doctor gets there. It's not a big deal. So obviously, for the emergency part, you do whatever you have to. But let's say it's not an emergency. So what are you allowed to write down? When should you write the prescription? Could you turn on lights? Could you do all these other things? Up until you think it's an emergency, everything's fine. But once the doctor finds out it's not, so the one who knows the halach is going to know what to do. The one who doesn't know isn't going to know what to do. So he says, from a pragmatic level, that Tzitz Eliezer says, one should call the Shomer Shabbos doctor, so he'll know in times when it's not an emergency what to do. And so when...
Would you also consider this in Pesachim, you can't accompany an Am Haaretz on a journey because it's he doesn't chassal in his own life, so he's not going to also care about your life either.
Yeah, well, we have that yisod in general in halacha. If a person isn't careful in a certain part of halacha, then they can't be trusted. Let's say someone doesn't keep kosher themselves, can't be the mashkiach. In other words, if you're a mummer, you could be a mummer with davar echad. Like if you don't keep taras, so we have that halacha in general. So that's more of a general cloud, you know, how you apply it. But let me just finish off here. So when I first heard the Shaila, I thought the opposite. Not like the Beis HaLevi, maybe I still do think that way. Not like the Beis HaLevi, not like the Tzitz Eliezer. And I found out I was in good company. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Moshe Feinstein also have the same svara I had. They say you go with the non-Shomer Shabbos doctor. What's the svara of going with the non-Shomer Shabbos doctor? So by svara was, there's usually 25 hours in a Shabbos, depending where. Some places there's 26, some are 24 and a half, but you have 24 hours of Shabbos, let's say. So the person for the non-Shomer Shabbos doctor, they'll be doing what they do. They'll be going to the movies, cleaning the car, whatever they do on a Shabbos. But the Shomer Shabbos doctor is going to be in shul, davening, eating the cholin, sleeping, doing mitzvahs all day. So at least for that 6-hour emergency, instead of that person being Machal Shabbos for 6 hours, got to be involved in the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh. And therefore, that's a Rav Moshe thought and Rav Yaakov that better to call the non. And just on a practical level, if the person's in the middle of the Shabbos, why call that person if he's involved in the mitzvah? So therefore, it was Shlomo Zalman went with the other school of thought. But the question actually with Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe discussed was a different child also. Let's say you're on let's say you're medical school students, and I guess they set up systems. Is the Shomer Shabbos doctor allowed to switch with the non-Shomer to give him the Shabbos? And let's say you get set up, you're working on Shabbos. They say, if you want to switch with anyone, you can. Because the Shomer, of course you could switch with a non-Jew, but can you switch with another Jew who doesn't keep Shabbos? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, it's Lifnei Iver. And Rav Moshe says no, since, you know, whatever the svar is, whether he's going to be doing it anyway, so it's with Shitasan, and that's what Rav Moshe says here also, that one is permitted to, in fact, he says it's preferable to call the non-Shomer Shabbos. So either way, so as I said, all things being equal, usually you don't have that shali. You usually have one doctor. Don't start thinking about which one to call, because the Yerushalmi says that whoever, the, on one hand, that's the first halacha the rabbi has to teach the community is that you have to be Machal Shabbos to save lives. Because it says, as Yerushalmi writes, that one who hesitates when he has to save a life, it's Ge'ilu Shofech Damim. So therefore, don't worry about which, just get on the phone and call someone. And secondly, the one who is asked, Hareza Maguna. So what do you mean? Somebody asks me, I'm Maguna? Why is it my fault? It's my fault if I haven't taught you that if you have to ask the question, there's a problem. Because the time you ask me the question, it could be too late. So you have to know beforehand that any type of Shabbos emergency, ask for forgiveness, don't ask for permission. Just make sure, if you're not sure, even a suffix, pikuach nefesh, take care of the matter. Because you can always do tshuva, you can't go ahead and bring someone back. So if you have any chashash of a Shabbos emergency, make sure you take care of the needs of the chola first. And then, you know, obviously if it's not an emergency, find out what, you know, you could ask a shayla. But emergency, it's too late. Ask before the emergency. You can't wait till the emergency happens.